Sherry Jackson worked for the IRS from 1988 to 1995. During her time there, she specialized in investigating fraud and embezzlement and audited the returns of many businesses. She'll tell you about how she carried out her assignments and worked diligently to bring taxes into the IRS coffers. She left the IRS in good standing to give more time to her family and to return to her career as a CPA. So you can understand what a shock it must have been for her to learn through her own research that what she had been doing all those years violated the precepts of the Constitution. Since finding this out, she's been very public in bringing the truth to as many people as possible. She is an outstanding model for anyone who's ready to admit that they were wrong in order to start to do what is right.
Well, Sherry, can you tell us a little bit about your career background?
I became a CPA in 1987. I started the Internal Revenue Service job in January of 1988, and I stayed at the IRS until May of 95. Thereafter, I got my Certified Fraud Examiner credentials in 2001. After I left the IRS, I started my own little CPA firm. I had audited lots of ministers while I was at the IRS. They had a project called the Preacher Project. Actually, they have a big project called the Market Segment Specialization Program. The IRS started targeting different market segments to audit because they felt like they may get more money out of them. So let's say, for instance, beauticians, ministers, and those businesses that had mostly cash coming in, like grocery stores or cleaners, gas stations. Anyway, I had the preacher part of it, and I audited several ministers. Ministers a lot of times get money in cash. They call it the brown bag under the table. At any rate, I was auditing those around Atlanta. A lot of people call in to rat on ministers. They call in with different complaints about ministers, and the IRS hotline, which they do unfortunately have, would take that information. They would pull the tax return of that minister, and then I would get it. Even if it was in a smaller town or somewhere 4 hours away, I would research it, look at it, and see if it had a tax potential, and forward it to the manager in that small town. The ones that I audited did have unreported income per the IRS. As a Christian, I wanted to go and help these guys. These are the guys that I wanted to keep out of harm's way. So I got letters out to all of the churches that I could get addresses for in the metro Atlanta area to let them know that I'd left the IRS and I was there to help them stay out of trouble. Now, around 1999, 2000, some of these ministers were calling and they were asking me questions concerning the income tax. They were saying that their parishioners were telling them that research noted that we as Americans didn't have to pay the income tax. Because these were my special clients, I really, really wanted to go ahead and do the research on this issue, but I was so busy with other projects that I put it on the back burner, and I kept putting it on the back burner. So one evening in June of 2000, one of my special pastors called, and she said, "I have a parishioner that really, really needs to talk to you. She's telling me all of these wild things about the income tax, and I can't help her. May I give her your telephone number?" So I gave her permission to give the lady my telephone number, and the woman called the next night, and she asked me point blank, "Are we responsible for paying income taxes?" Now, at that point, I hadn't done any research, and I couldn't tell her yes, I couldn't tell her no. I said, "Well, there is evidence out there that American citizens are not required to pay the income tax." As soon as I said that, she started to talk for an hour about all the things that she had heard from different areas. She said there was a bishop in the Atlanta area that was teaching that we are not required to pay the income tax, and that she had gotten information from various organizations. So I listened to her and I told her that I would start doing some research. And then maybe about 2 weeks later, she called and she said, "Sherry, you need to get on the internet and look at this article. There's an article in the USA Today on July 7th. This was 2000. And you need to look at it because it gives you all the information that I told you on the phone the first time I called." So she gave me the website. This was the website for We the People Foundation, headed by Bob Schultz. And I pulled up the website and there it was, the income tax is a fraud. But within the body of this full-page ad in the USA Today was a monetary challenge by a man named William Conklin. Now, I've never met Mr. Conklin to this day, but I'm glad he had the guts to put his money where his mouth is, because he had a $50,000 challenge. Number one, to show how to file a federal income tax return without waiving one's Fifth Amendment rights. And number two, to identify the section of the Internal Revenue Code that makes a typical worker liable to pay an income tax. I was bound and determined to win that money. I had it spent in my head because I knew that there was something in the Internal Revenue Codes and regulations that I had on my shelf that would give him this information. I said to myself, well, I need a vacation. After tithes and offering, I'll pay some bills and we'll go on vacation. I just, you know, had all these things that I was going to do with this money. So I pulled the codes and regulations from the shelf and started to research them. I was going to make Mr. Conklin this nice report and bind it and have it in a nice package so that I can get this $50,000. So after 2 or 3 days, I hadn't found this information through looking through the codes and regulations. So I said, okay, well, maybe I just too excited about it. Let me put it down. So I put it down and maybe about a week later, picked it up again. And then a week later, I was sitting at my desk, scratching my head, thinking, I can't give him a report. I don't have a report for him. I cannot find proof that we owe the income tax. At that point, I became a sponge. I started researching everything that I could about the income tax. I had been an IRS agent for 7.5 years, and I couldn't show one man that we are required to pay the income tax. I ended up calling this bishop that the parishioner had given me several weeks ago and spent 2 days with this man going over the slavery called the income tax. He was very knowledgeable, had been researching for several years, and gave me a good jump start on where to go with this quest. After talking to this guy, I found some more websites from We the People, started researching that, and decided to talk to some of the people that I knew at the Internal Revenue Service. The first woman that I talked to worked in the administrative area, and I asked her to research this information for me. I told her, there are several people coming to me that say that we are not required to pay the income tax. Find out what you can about this and get back with me. When she finally got back with me, she said, mum's the word around here, Sherry. Nobody wants to talk about that. So I decided to talk to someone in the criminal investigation area and an internal revenue agent that I knew. First, I called the CID agent, the criminal investigation agent. I told him that I'd found some evidence here that the income tax was a fraud. And his statement to me was, oh, people who say that, we put those type of people in jail. Why don't you get me what you're reading or what you're hearing? When I finally called him back, he wasn't there, but I left him a message to look at the We the People website. He called me back, but I wasn't there. He said, Sherry, there's nothing on that website. You gave me GiveMeLiberty.com. When I looked at the paper that I had finally gotten, it was .org. I called him back and I said, well, I'm sorry. I gave you the wrong website. It's not .com, it's .org. After I left that message on the CID agent's telephone, he never called me back, even to this day. The last person that I asked was an internal revenue agent that I've known for several years, even before my job at the IRS. And I said to her, here's some evidence here that says that the income tax is not required by American citizens. Please let me know what you find out. I've been researching this for several weeks now, and I haven't found what I need. She took a couple of weeks, and then she called me back and said this. Sherry, I can't find anything to refute any of the information that you've given me. You have to make a personal decision as to whether to stay in the system or to get out. She was right. At that point, I did not only have to make a personal decision, but a moral decision. I sat at my desk and thought to myself, we as American citizens, if we are not required to pay the income tax, what is really going on here? I had done a little research and found out that the income tax that's collected goes to the Federal Reserve. I found out that they were collecting $36 million an hour in interest from the American people. I thought about how hard my husband and I work just to make ends meet and have a few comforts. And if this income tax is not legal, then should I still pay it? Should I still keep this information to myself and continue on and act like I don't know anything? Or should I start educating my friends, family, and others concerning what I found out? I decided that I had to tell this information, that Americans must know that there is something wrong with our income taxing system. So that's where I began my quest.